and keep my head still.
Mm-hmm. Without moving?
Yeah. And I cross my feet over different ways or anything.
Uh-huh.
And on the teams I was on, we emphasize smoothness and getting through
uh-huh.
the set.
Uh-huh.
And there'll be times when individuals would come out and dance, and we'd be in the line and they'd come out. And but I don't like clogging very much at all. Like a lot of teams call themselves square dancers. Like Rutherford County square dancers don't square dance.
Yeah.
They go through some.
One student that I had met, that's the group he was with, and he was clogging at the
yeah.
time.
And not only do they not break dance, they don't even do square dance sets. They say they're doing different things instead of square dancing anyway, but I've never seen them go through a square dance set in all the times I've watched them. They're the national 4-H club square dancers, so I've seen them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
But you don't have much respect for that kind of dancing because it's different. You're more conservative then about what you consider the real dance compared to what they do.
Hillcrest has like half a mile from my house is Hillcrest Community Club, which used to be a school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we have a square dance every third Saturday night. So that's where I grew up and learned to dance.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere in Dixon, every Saturday night, there's a dance,
mm-hmm.
square dance.
Mm-hmm.
But like what you were saying, want to go at parties, it'd be just basically rock and roll dances. Nowadays, you have disco, too,
mm-hmm.
where you'll have whole groups of people doing the very same thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, which you don't like that much either.
I've never done a whole lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
I like to listen to rock and roll. I don't like disco music. So,
do you think the square dancing, as you're talking about, is important culturally to you? I mean,
I worry a lot about that because I notice whenever I go to Hillcrest now, there's not any kids coming in much that are younger than me. Or none my age. They're all the same people that were there when I grew up, and they're all getting older.
Mm-hmm.
And so
the younger generation, you're afraid.
And the kids, the people that are moving into the community now are northerners, most of them.
Uh-huh. Because of the industry and...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus, they just want to get away from the big cities and the blacks.
Mm-hmm.
So they move out in the country now. When my parents were growing up, everybody moved up north to find a job. Now everybody's coming down south. Get away from it.
I always went to Detroit from around
here. Yeah.
It's a pretty common pattern. Yeah.
And now anybody I see from Michigan is from Sterling Heights, just
mm-hmm.
about, which is where my uncle lives.
Uh-huh.
They just...
Now, they usually came back. They didn't like it. Do you think that song, remember that country western song, Detroit City or whatever, what was it called? I forgot. By day I make cars, at night I go roam the bars and so on. Was about somebody.
I don't know.
Of the cotton fields back home. I can't remember
the
title
of
that song, but it seems an awful lot of people did go through that pattern.
The people who are like my age now are moving away from down there, and I'm afraid that dancing, square dancing, is going to die out around there.
And you'd feel bad about that.
Yeah,
that would be something
really,
part of your culture and part of your heritage.
Hillcrest Community Club used to have barbecues and suppers and things, and now they don't even have an organized club, I don't think, with president or anything. They just have the dances there.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all they do. That's dying out. There's still clubs.
The local young people, are they going disco and going to other dances and forgetting all about? Do they think that the old dances are somehow not as cool or with it as the new
even like my friends, none of us like disco music very much, guys that I hang around with, but none of them square dance, a couple of them used to, and don't anymore at all.
Well, I can understand. I was going to ask you, is there anything else about the local culture? I think what you're saying there is that's part of the culture you think it's not being preserved and you think it's a bad thing. Any other part of your local culture, say in Hillcrest, where you're coming up, that you'd like to tell me something about that either is something you think is worth preserving or something about the local people or lifestyle or whatever, what you're saying.
There's a store, the store that Oak Grove, Hillcrest.
Yeah.
And